Now this is a dictation. For Paul, P-A-U-L, Woodward, W-O-O-D-W-A-R-D, September 2340, address as a letter to Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Miles, M-I-L-E-S, P-A-C, 352-8451. Dear Mrs. Miles, a follow-up for Mr. Woodward, who has advanced renal failure hypertension. Last visit was in December. We offer him to come in person to the office. He decided to do it on the phone, recently treated for bronchitis. He's a smoker, but no purulent material hemoptysis and no severe dyspnea. He nice vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. No gross edema, claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, no orthopnea PND, no CPAP machine, review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, presently on Z-Pak, prednisone inhalers. As a blood pressure, the only one is Lasix on potassium replacement. Next paragraph, today blood, at home blood pressure 126/80. He's able to speak full sentences in the phone. Alert to the intestine 3. Normal speech, no severe respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry in June, creatinine 1.95, which is baseline. GFR 33, stage 3B. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal electrolytes, acid base, and no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, hypertension, appears to be well controlled. Next number, smoker, COPD. Next number, bipolar disorder, antipsychotic medications. Next number, isolated monoclonal protein with normal calcium albumin, with a stable kidney disease, nothing to suggest multiple myeloma. Next paragraph, chemistry is in a regular basis, come back in 6 months.